Today we continue in our limud of Maseches Demayin. Today we're up to Perakei Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. So says the Mishnah, again we're talking about where you get produce from one person who may have gotten from many different people, and there's always a concern that you're being mafresh min ha-patr al-chiyuv or min ha-chiyuv al-patr. So the Mishnah says, ha-lokeach min ha-ani, if you get produce from an ani. Now an ani gets supported by, as the Rav points out over here, by being mechazer al-psachim, by going door to door, so he gets all of his food from different people. Now an ani himself doesn't have to be mafresh from demai, because ma'achilin is ha-aniyim demai. But you who buy from the ani do have to be mafresh demai. So v'cheina ani shenasnu lo prusos pas o bilchei dvela, or if the ani himself wants to be mafresh and he was given large chunks of bread, or he was given fig cakes that are pressed together, pressed figs that are a bunch of figs pressed together, bunches of figs, ma'aser mikol echad v'echad, he has to take maestros from each and every one. He can't take from one on the other, because you have to be choshish that maybe one of the people you got from has already taken Shumas Maestros and the other one has not taken the Maestros. But if what he got were individual dates or individual figs, so what, he's going to take Maestros from each individual date, from each individual fig? No, he doesn't need to do that. He could be Bolel Vinotel. He could mix them all together, mash them all together, make one big mush of all of the dates and all of the figs that he got, and then he could take Maestros from that. And the Bar Tanura points out, Bolel Vinotel, Doris he mixes them all together, and they become like one goo, they totally mix together, and it turns out that you're being mafresh from the same level of chiv. And this is the key, because we're assuming that there's a possibility, even in something that is not a liquid, that which is a davara yavesh, that it could be fully, completely mixed together, and where it's evenly distributed throughout the whole mixture. Aval prusos shalech v'pilchei tevela ein nivlalin. But if you have large chunks of things, they don't get evenly mixed. Vasi lefrushi min ha-patr al-chiyuv. And therefore you're going to come to be mafrish min ha-patr al-chiyuv as well. Now Tosru B'Kiveger points out another possibility of why it is that we allow for bolo v'notel. Again, the Bar Tanura said it's because we work with the assumption that it is possible to have full belila, to have it fully mixed and evenly when we're dealing with the davar yavesh. But Tosfos points out that the Rush says another possibility is b'demai hikilu, that this is a special kula that we have for demai that we would never have for anything else. But if it were vade tevel, even though trumas peros are only drabanan, only dagan tirosh v'yitzar chayiv in trumas midaraisa, so trumas peros are drabanan, but nevertheless, if we're real tevel, we would not be makel to say that there is bila. We're only makel by demai, meaning even though demai is a din drabanan and trumas peros is a din drabanan, there are different levels of drabanans. Demai we tend to be more makel with. That's why we're machilin as aniyim demai. We never find that we feed tevel from peros to aniyim because we have certain kulas that are just by demai. Tosri Gvegar says, well, wait a second. Maybe one could have suggested that the reason we're makel by the demai is because it's a double factor. It's a double drabanan. It's peros plus it's demai. And not because demai is a weaker drabanan than trumas peros, but simply that it's a double drabanan. And that it's both Trumas Peros and also Demai. So says Tosfos Vega, that cannot be the pshat, that it's a double drabanan. Damashu de prusas pas hatamishum de nevlalin, because it sounds like by prusas pas, by bread also, the only reason that it's problematic is because it doesn't get mixed in really well. Aval ilu hoya nevlal hoya mutter after Trumas pas to oraisa. But if it would be able to mix really well, then it would have been mutter, even though pas is made out of wheat, and wheat is chayiv Trumos on a Daraisa level. So it must be, says Rabbi Kivayi, just simply that we are more makel by Demai, and that's why we allow the mixing of the Tamarim and the Grogros all together, and one big Afrasha and everything. But Amr Rabbi Yudah qualifies the Resha. Emasai, when do we say this? Bizman Shematan Meruba. That's when you're going to have a lot. Aval Bizman Shematan Muetes. But if you're if you have a matan matas, you have a lesser amount, ma'aser mikolech vech. Then you take maisos from each and every one, and you can't mix them all together, mash them all together, and take one big maisos. Wait a second, what does that mean? Why should it matter how much you have, whether you're dealing with large quantities or small quantities? So the Bartanur says it doesn't. No, what matan muetis means is that it's an uneven number, it's an uneven quantity. You have an uneven quantities from your different sources, and because from the different sources you didn't get in similar quantities, we do not have the right to assume that it got mixed properly where it's evenly distributed. So since they're uneven quantities, you have very little from person A and a lot from person B, we're afraid that when you mix it together, it's not going to be really mixed in properly. That's how the Bartanura explains, and therefore we're choshesh that min harov your mafish ala muat, and that's what the Rash writes as well. The Tos Yontov points out that usually the Muat is Nivlal b'meruba and called the Parish Meruba Parish, that whatever you're going to take, you're going to take from the Rove. And that's why we give the example that we're Choshish from the Rove that you're going to be Mafresh on the Muat. But in Echanami, you could have the same Chashash that from the Muat, you're going to be Mafresh on the Rove. Tosu Rikveger just adds that the Lecha Mishnah explains that Pishman Shematana Meruba means that you have a lot, that you just have a lot to deal with. So the Chamer not Matriach you to be Ma'asim Mikalechem Ve'echad. But Matana Muat, this maybe in fact means just lesser quantities, not uneven quantities like the Bartanura said, but lesser quantities. And with lesser quantities, not such a big deal to be ma'aser mikol echad ve'echad, and therefore you will have to be ma'aser mikol echad ve'echad. Mishnah Vav, halokech min asiton, if a person buys from a wholesaler, v'chazer v'lakach menu shnia lo ya'aser mizeh al zeh, and then you buy from him a second time, you can't take ma'asos from the first purchase on the second purchase, or vice versa. Afilu me'os v'asug, even if you saw it came out of the same bin, because it could be he emptied the bin and then he refilled it with new stock that he got from a different farmer that he bought the grain from. And afilu me'osa min, even if you're buying the same min from that person. Nemar asiton lomar mishalechad hem, but a siton is believed to say, you can trust him when he says that it all came from the same source, that he got it all from the same guy. Why is he trusted? L'chora, he shouldn't be trusted, because you're obviously not trusting him to take maisros, otherwise you wouldn't have to be ma'aser. Obviously, we're talking about that this stuff is demai. So the Mefarshim explained that the reason he's Naaman is that he is a trustworthy person. Why is his stuff demai? Because a wholesaler does not have a chiyuv to be mafresh ma'asos. So since he doesn't have a chiyuv to be mafresh ma'asos, you could assume that he won't be, but he's still a trustworthy person, and therefore you can believe when he tells you that all the produce came from the same source. So to quickly review, in Mishnah Hey, we learned that if you purchase you take food from an ani who himself received the food from many different sources, so you have to be ma'aser from each and every one. But if it's individual dates or individual figs, you could be bolo the notel, you can mix it all together and just take one big maestros, and that's provided that it's a matana meruba, Rabbi Yehuda adds. And Rambam says Rabbi is not arguing on Tanakama. But if it's matana muetas, if it's a smaller amount, then we'll be matriach you to take from each and every one. Even when it's just individual figs or individual dates. When Mishnah Vav told us that if you buy from a wholesaler several times, you have to take maisos from each purchase that you take from the wholesaler, even if it all comes from the same bin, and even if it's all the same min. However, you can trust the wholesaler to tell you that it all came from the same source, and then you're allowed to be ma'aser from one on the other. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei, Mishnah Zayin.